One of the people that I really wanted to include in this walk was Captain Charles Fryatt. We don't really know where he lived, but we certainly know where he went to school, and this is the old schoolhouse. So I think it's an appropriate place really to stop and just talk about him, because again, his story is intrinsically linked to the town, but also on a wider level, it's a story about conflict, and it's a story about the First World War. He grew up in the town, and much like many other people who lived, and grew up in Harwich, he was the son of a sea captain. He went to school here in this very building. Charles followed his father into the Merchant Navy, and like many in the town, he made a career out of captaining the paddle steamers that ran from London up and down the Essex coast. And despite being a civilian ship, they were still liable to attacks by German U-boats in the First World War. And on one such occasion in 1915, and I should point out, in the defence of his own vessel, Captain Fryatt attempted to ram a U-boat. And obviously, this was thought of as a very brave act at the time, but also the Germans took great umbrage to this. And the following year, his boat was surrounded by five German destroyers. Captain Fryatt was arrested and his boat was seized, and trial was hastily arranged, and he was executed. And it was all done really, really quickly, and it caused a huge, huge international outrage at the time, because he was a civilian. The Germans had marked it down as an act of war. A memorial to what happened to Captain Fryatt now stands on Liverpool Street station platform in London, while locally they named the local hospital after Captain Fryatt. So locally he's well known, and obviously nationally he's well known for the act of bravery that he did, but then the consequent tragedy of his death. And it is the tragedy that sums up a lot of what happened to men who weren't in the Navy, who weren't fighting the war, but they were going about their normal business, their normal trade, but had got caught up in war. And so he, I thought, was a very important story to tell people whilst on this walk.